This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 220. I'm Chris Stafford, and on this week's episode, we're going to be talking to two CCI winners. First of all, we'll hear from Frankie Tirot-Stutz, who won the Fairhill CCI three-star aboard Chatwin. And later on in the program, we'll be talking to Catherine Coleman. It will be her first time on the podcast. And she came back from England this fall to win the CCI three-star in Ocala. And we begin with Frankie, whose consistency with Chatwin has produced the best year of her career. Hi, Frankie. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me, Chris. It's great to be on.
Well, we talked recently because you're on a winning streak now, and I'm guessing that Fairhill winning there wire to wire must be a career highlight for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was just really great to go back there. And, you know, I think for me, no matter what show it is at the end of the year, you're always really wanting to end it on a high note, especially after having a good season. So, you know, I planned my kid's birthday party on the weekend of Ocala and kind of cut out all my options and thought, well, this is either going to go well or not, and that'll be the way we end 2018. So I think being able to not only have that win, which was so huge for us, but really be able to finish out a great year on a high note was really special.
Well, with the year that you've had, it showed how consistent he is. Frankie, what do you put that down to?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of things, really. But I think that this year, from a kind of a game plan standpoint and a mental standpoint, we were really able to figure out what worked really well and what didn't, and be able to focus on that and have a very concrete plan going into each event. I mean, even down to our preparations for the two three stars we did, we backed him down and ran intermediates and ran slow the show prior, and that seems to work well for him. And just the little things that were able, I think, to help us have a good plan going into all the shows, no matter what they were.
Well, he's certainly a very handsome fellow. How would you characterize him? What's his temperament like, Frankie?
I would describe him as a complete prankster. He's always kind of, he's a very hardworking horse, but he likes to have a good time, and he is definitely, you know, a funny horse for sure in the barn. He's currently turned out with my crew at my house, and I feel like he needs one of those signs around his neck that you see on social media that people put on their dogs that say, I prey on the elderly. We've been calling him a predator because I have a deaf half-blind horse who's 33 years old, and he's been chasing him around the field, and he doesn't want to hurt him, but he just wants to play, and it's horrifying. The poor guy stands in the corner hyperventilating, so he's recently been removed from that situation, but he definitely has a sense of humor, and he's like that, I think, every day. And he works exceptionally hard, and he also plays very hard. He's not a horse you could ever not turn out. He would completely come undone. And, you know, he's been in my field now since Fairhill, and I can tell he's starting to need to go back to work at some point in the near future because he's getting creative in how he's filling his days, for sure.
Well, clearly he's having a well-deserved rest. So when do you plan to get him back into work this winter, Frankie?
Yeah, well, I need a break from him too. So he's going to stay out there for at least a few more weeks, like probably just prior to Christmas. But I feed him every day, so I see him twice a day anyways. And then I'll just get him going again and start back up and, you know, kind of ease back into his work like I usually do after his long vacations, and, you know, start with some hacking and then kind of get going and spend several weeks just flatting him and then kind of start jumping him again and go from there.
Who do you train with, Frankie?
Tammy Smith helps me, but she's actually 12 hours away from me. So I ride every day by myself at a private facility where it's actually just Chatwin and I. And the 32-year-old horse or 33-year-old horse I was talking about earlier is a horse I took kind of as collateral to use this facility when they closed it. And it's an amazing place, just 3 miles from me, but they do the rings and it's a world-class facility. That also has my gallop hill and everything. So I ride there on a daily basis. And then I train with Lila Four on the flat up here and jump a bit with Andrea Pfeiffer and then do jumper shows and then train with Tammy when I'm close to her. So it's kind of a hodgepodge, but it works for us.
And it was another great dressage test. One of your best?
My best of the year was at Rebecca. But, I think, you know, we figured out what worked for him on the flat. And Lilo has been instrumental in helping me with that this season. I started training with her and she's, you know, for people who don't know who she is, she's in the German Dressage Hall of Fame and she teaches a lot of the pure dressage judges now. And she's definitely a legend and she's a tough cookie. But she's helped me a lot, and she doesn't let you settle, which is really fun. Before Rebecca Farm this year, she said, good luck, in a German accent, actually. And then she said, not good luck, just ride good. And, you know, I can hear her yelling at me in certain movements, and I'm fairly scared of her. So it gives me a little extra motivation, for sure.
Well, in addition to winning Fair Hill, you won the Alexander Mackay Smith Trophy for the CCI 3-star winner who's not yet done a 4-star. So is that the next goal?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most exciting things to me about him is he was just 10 this year, and I'm very competitive and try to work hard with him all the time. So honestly, you know, after Fair Hill, I've already been thinking, you know, what can I do to make it better? And I think the exciting part to me about him is that he's just starting to come into what I feel like, especially on the flat, is his potential. And there's a lot of room still to grow and learn for both of us. So I think that makes it exciting and makes me eager to get back on and see what we can do in 2019.
Well, we all know one of the things that we look for in an event horse is rideability and trainability, and you have a really solid foundation with him now, Frankie. So where does he rate on that scale of rideability and trainability?
Yeah, he's a workman for sure, and like I said, he plays incredibly hard every day, and then when you get on, he's kind of all business, but he's definitely a horse that works hard about 95% of the time, and the other 5%, he's super naughty, and you don't really want to deal with him that day. But luckily, he's a pretty good showman, and he doesn't usually bring those days at the event, but he can be, you know, kind of difficult when he wants to be at home. And I've just learned kind of on those days to pick my battles.
With the year that you've had, Frankie, and now winning a 3-star, has it made you more ambitious?
I think yes and no. I think it just kind of changes what or is shaping our plans for next year. And I think every year does that. But, you know, this year was an interesting season for me, to be honest, because the beginning of it was really about trying to get myself back from having another baby. And I feel like I'm just now starting to physically be where I was before having him a year ago this week. So, you know, I think it was an interesting season. And to answer your question, I mean, I'm definitely always eager. So I don't think it's made us more eager, but it has made me want to continue to really work hard and show me that if you really work hard, big things can happen.
Well, let's look ahead then to 2019. What are the plans at this point, Frankie?
Well, I call Tammy Smith my Miyagi, so I don't know. We haven't actually talked really about that. I think, you know, Kentucky is definitely in the back of our minds. But I also was very fortunate to get the amazing flight, thanks to the Duda Corp, to go overseas with him. So I don't know what that means yet and where we'll go. I kind of believe in having goals, and Kentucky is definitely in those for us, but also kind of starting things up and seeing how we feel and seeing if the timing is right or not, and we'll go from there. And I'm excited to hopefully do a 4-star on it in 2019, and even more excited to hopefully get to continue to experience things we haven't done before, and hopefully that means a trip overseas for us as well.
Well, you're entitled, I think, to feel fairly confident with him going forward now, Frankie. So the very best of luck with him in 2019 and beyond.
Thank you, Chris. He's a special guy, and I'm just really, feel really lucky to get to own him with my cousin and have everybody's support. And the West Coast, all my friends, especially on the West Coast, and all my East Coast friends, are just so wonderful at Fair Hill. And you really feel so fortunate to get to be a part of this special community and all these wonderful people in it, for sure.
It certainly is a wonderful community. And as they say, it does take a village, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I have a pretty special village. So, even at Fair Hill, having my family and my husband and my mom and everybody at home who had to kind of man the fort for me to be gone for 10 days takes a lot of planning with the boys. So, definitely lucky to have the village we have, for sure.
Well, congratulations again on your Fair Hill win, Frankie. And thanks for taking the time to come on the program.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks so much.
Well, joining me now is Catherine Coleman, who's based in Ocala for the winter. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I said I'm just losing my voice right now. So
okay.
Sorry about that.
No worries. No, you sound fine. But I wanted to start with a little bit of background, Catherine, because as I said in my introduction, you won your first CCI 3-star in Ocala this fall. So that's a great start to the winter season for you, going into the winter and spending the winter in Florida. But I want to start with a little bit of background, Catherine, because although you're originally from the deep south, of course, from New Orleans, you've spent quite a bit of time getting experience in England, haven't you? So tell us a little bit about how your journey began within the sport.
Definitely. It was the horse's first CCI 3-star. But I moved to the UK about 7 years ago, actually. And Lucinda Green actually has been probably the most influential in just helping me get established over there. And I went to her originally, and she set me up with being based with Sam Watson, actually. And so I was over there. I was only going over for a year and then ended up staying. And then after that, I was based at Hedby Stud with Jules Stiller for a while. And then kind of went out on my own. And I've got a team of 6 horses now that I'm competing, kind of younger ones now that I've produced and coming up and are now at the 3-star level, like Monty. I got him to 6-year-olds. He's just 9 now. But I've just recently started spending the winters in Florida. Last winter was my first full winter there. And this season I'm thinking about spending the winter over and maybe actually staying through Beaumont, so staying a bit longer.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this one horse. As you say, you've got a few FEI horses currently now. I think 6 registered with the FEI. But this horse, Monte Classico, is a horse you've been riding for a while now. But you did have Bettina Hoy in the tack at one point, didn't he? Tell us the story of how you came about him.
Yeah, so Bettina produced the horse until he was 6 and did a fabulous job with him. It's so nice to follow a rider like Bettina because all the buttons are there. She brought him over from Germany and did a couple of novices on him, the British eventing novices. And I think he won the 3 that he was in. And then I kind of I'd seen him before and a little bit had to hound Bettina and was like, I really want that horse. So she agreed to it. Owners agreed to sell it. And that was his 6-year-old year. And then we had a bit of a mishap at Le Leon in terms of the confusion and qualifications. I went all the way down to Leon for the young horse within that year and did the dressage test. And he did really well. He was like in second after the first day, but then we found out after he'd done the dressage test, he wasn't qualified. But he's 9 now. He just stepped up to 3-star this season. And I think I think a lot of this horse. I think he's going to be really competitive in any arena, on any stage internationally that you put him on. And I think winning his first 3-star is just, his first 3-star is a little bit of a testament to that. He doesn't have a weak link. He gallops, he's super careful. He hasn't had a pole show jumping all season. So he's a really special horse.
Yeah, that's pretty useful to have in the bank, isn't it? Because I think going into the show jumping phase in Ocala, you did have a little bit in your pocket, but you did pick up some time faults there, which you could afford, as it happened. But talk us through that competition, because I think, as you mentioned, it wasn't particularly a hot class. I think there were 9 finishes there, but a CCI 3-star win is a CCI 3-star win, whatever. And I think going into it, though, I'm curious, because you had a good dressage test. You were second after dressage. What he felt like in terms of your preparation and what you were expecting of him for his first 3-star?
I was hoping to do quite well with him. Like I said, the preparation's been there. I actually did a lot of fitness work on him back in England. We have really good hills over there. So I would say, you know, I really kind of made sure he was really fit before we left the UK to come over. And then, you know, because they travel and they had about 2 weeks between when I left a week early to come over and get the farm ready, and then the horses were supposed to come the following Monday. They got stuck in Amsterdam for 4 extra days. So it ended up being, when they landed, 2 weeks before I had ridden where they hadn't been ridden and I hadn't ridden. So when they arrived to Ocala, I was a little like, oh my gosh, I'm out of practice. So we had a week to kind of get our head back on straight. And like I said, he's just been proving himself more and more this season. He did really well at Blenheim. We had a few time faults around the cross country that knocked him down quite a bit in the placing, but you know, he was well up there with some really good horses after the dressage and show jumping phase. I think he was on second. So that was just a really good, I would say I did have high expectations for him at Ocala. I was really disappointed for Tammy that she didn't get to run her horse. I think it'd have been fun to be able to compete against her horse with Monty. And also, yeah, going into the show jumping, like I said, it's so nice on that final day to be sat on something that you know is careful and that you know can jump. And he was really good in the warm-up. And just walking down, I will have to say, when Lauren had the rails, I did take a deep breath and I was like, okay, I've got, you know, I have, like you said, the time penalties in hand. I knew that I had that. So I just kind of really focused on taking my time and jumping a clear round.
And what did you think of the cross country? Of course, as you said, you'll have had all the fitness work that you needed with the hills in England, but coming to Ocala, very different terrain there, very, very gentle terrain for him. What did you make of the course?
I thought it was a good course. I thought the ground was, you know, they did a good job of aerating the ground. Really paid attention to that, and they finished well. But no, I think it's a good course. But, you know, for that time of year and those horses that were there, I think they did a great job with everything. It's a wonderful event. And surprisingly, I think in the dressage arenas down at the bottom, it's actually quite electric. Horses, there's a lot more atmosphere than you expect there to be down there. I don't know if it's because they warm up at the top of the hill and there's nothing, and then all of a sudden they walk down to the tents. But I will say he did get hotter in that ring with me than I would say he even did at Blenheim.
And so now that you're in Ocala for the winter, what will you do with him? What's your plans for next season?
So he's going to go on a little bit of a well-earned break now, a little vacation for probably 4 to 6 weeks. And then I'll start legging him back up. And I think that Bromont in the spring will kind of be the next big TCI goal with him. And then, you know, maybe a couple of 3 stars in April or end of March.
And what about your other horses?
CICs.
Right. So what about your other horses, Catherine? What do you have down there? Talk us through your stable and what your plans are for the winter and for 2019 with them.
I have 2 other 3-star horses, CIC 3-star horses. One of them is Billy Bandit, who did the CIC 3-star jockey club. He's actually a relatively new ride to me. Flora Harris, a British rider, produced him, and I got him at the end of last season and had him. He went to Carolina, won the 2-star at Carolina, and then he unfortunately injured himself right when we got back to the UK at Halton. He kind of bashed his stifle on a water jump. So it was completely mendable, nothing too serious, but he was just out for kind of the middle of the season this season. So he's a little bit, I do really like him as well, but I'll need a little time to get to know him a bit better, because like I said, it's relatively new partnership with him. And then I have another 3-star horse named Colorfast, and he did his first 3-star at Wareham right before we came over, so he'll be at the 3-star level as well. And both of those horses will be aiming to do their CCIs, maybe either at Jersey Fresh or Fair Hill or something like that. And then I have another young one that is going to be 9 this season, and he'll be aimed at the Blennemate 9-year-olds as well. And he's a really lovely horse, so I'm excited about him. And then a young 6-year-old mare that I'm producing as well, that will maybe shoot to maybe try and do Leon with next year, maybe.
So will you be over here for the spring season? Then when are you planning to go back to the UK?
So at the minute, I'm planning to go back to the UK right after Bromont.
You had said how much experience you've got from being based in England. Do you see yourself, you know, going forward here, splitting half your time in England and the rest in the US over the winter?
I think for the next couple of years, definitely. There's a lot going on over in the UK in the summertime. Some really good events, some really big events. And I do love it over there. It's a wonderful eventing scene. I kind of think it's you know, second to none for the horses and the competitions and the crowds at the competition. And it's a wonderful place to be in the summer. In the summer. Not so much in the winter.
Well, just go back to your Ocala win there, your first CCI 3-star win with this horse. What does that mean to you in terms of your career?
I would love to be on a team with this horse. I think he's seriously one of the nicest horses in the country. He's just lovely. And I am so blessed and lucky and grateful that I happen to have the ride on him. I do have to pinch myself. But I think he's a special horse, and I would love to be on teams. So that would definitely be the goal with this horse.
That's the big picture plan, is it?
Yes, definitely.
Super. Well, what next for you? When's your first events now going into the winter season there in Ocala, then, Catherine?
It's kind of quiet now at the minute. They're all, like I said, they're all having a little bit of a break. It's a bit of a whirlwind, packing up everything in the UK and moving over and then straight to Jockey Club. So it's a little bit of a downtime now, and then we'll gear back up. And I think probably, you know, we'll look at doing Rocking Horse or, you know, some of these local Ocala events before we hit the Red Hills. And then Red Hills will be the first international.
Well, congratulations again on that CCI 3-star win in Ocala with him. Catherine, a great result for you and for him, of course, and his career. So I appreciate you taking the time to come on the program, and the best of luck with all your horses.
Thank you very much. Thanks for talking.
And that's our show for this week. In 2 weeks' time, we'll be talking to some of the grant recipients from 2019 that will be announced at the annual convention next week in New Orleans. We hope you'll join us there. Until the next time, thanks for listening and enjoy your eventing.